Rob Parr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioSanctity.com.
All other tropical storms must bow before El Nino. Yo soy El Nino. For those of you who don't habla español, El Nino is Spanish for the Nino.
Okay, and are you ready for the show?
Yay, we're ready, Lucy. Please start.
And so I started.
This is Pete Holmes. I'm a comedian. I'm with my boy, Will. You're listening to the Homemade Broadcast, because you're smart.
Personnel, this is CBTS. Space vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1...
It is the Homemade Broadcast, HMB Radio on RadioSaintPete.com. My name is Will Kuntz, and I'm here with you. I hope you're okay at this point, because a Category 5 hurricane is allegedly bearing down on us and about to make landfall any second now, I guess. This is airing on Sunday. I'm recording this on a Tuesday evening before the storm.
Oh, my God, help!
An emergency podcast. It's short-winded, and unlike this hurricane, Zach Townsend is here.
Hey, brother.
he's the new fill-in guy whenever I don't book anybody.
That would be me.
Yeah, always brother. Good to have you, though. Welcome.
Thanks.
Welcome, Zachary.
Buddy.
Hurricane Irma's bearing down. We want to get into Hurricane Irma and how I almost got in trouble with one of our gags that we're doing, and more things. But first, I want to say thank you to our sponsors here. First of all, thank you to Tap House 61, good old reliable Tap House 61, 2061 Central Avenue, formerly Sly Bar, no more. New name, new attitude.
Oh, yeah.
New
That's
name.
What Daddy likes.
Yes.
Out with the old, in with the new.
That's right. That's what we
really
do.
Really in there.
2061 Central Avenue here in St. Petersburg. Don't forget that coming up the 23rd, if the storm doesn't completely decimate this city and turn
We're
it into a
dead.
Wasteland, we will be having a comedy show there. As far as I know, Johnny B., Jonas Presendu, Rachel Rowan. It is a free event, so make sure you come on out. It's going to be a good time. Check out taphouse61.com, the number 61.com, and you can find that on my HMB Radio page too, hmbradio.com on the events tab. Got the info there. It's free. Come on out. Let's party, dude. Because I don't know. I'm worried about this storm.
Life is short.
It
and it's
sure
about
is.
To get a whole lot shorter.
Oh, boy.
In about 5 minutes. Better
sure
board
is.
Up those windows, brothers and sisters.
And Truvy Salon and Spa. If we survive this hurricane, go get your hair done to appreciate life. That's what I always say. Truvy Salon and Spa. That's T-R-U-V as in Victor, Y, salonandspa.com. Right on 4th Street there.
Go get your hair done there before the funeral of that friend who told you, no, nah, don't worry, the storm's not going to be that bad.
Yes. Yeah, so celebrate them. You can make an appointment, 727-329-9751. She does a great job, Chrissy, down there. Yeah, just check out the website, make an appointment. It's good stuff. And finally, if your dog is a complete jerk and doesn't die in this massive storm that's bearing down on us, you should get it trained so you can take it out, take it to a nice restaurant, a bar without it barking and being a complete menace to society as a whole. Christine at K9Holistics.com. That's K, the number 9, Holistics.com. She will teach you how to speak dog. That's right, Zach. She will teach you how to speak dog.
Woof, woof, brother.
That's it, yeah.
I was at a bar where they let dogs. I think they just let dogs in every bar now. And the
pretty
dog
much
pooped
in
the
yeah.
bar, and it was yeah. a mood changer for
yeah.
everybody. Yeah,
I know. You don't want your dog just
yeah,
doing
it. I was like, oh, it stinks in here, and they didn't have, like, Febreze or anything. The lady's like, oh, my God. It was like a runny poop, too.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that was probably an accident.
So then I went in the men's room, and I showed him how it's done.
There is a, you don't want your dog being a complete a-hole. There's something about, most dog owners are really good about keeping their animal under control, but there are those people that just don't seem to care or don't realize.
You don't have to bring your dog everywhere either. Enough.
I agree. I see him in Home Depot all the time. I'm like, just leave him at home. It's fine.
I like dogs as much as the next guy, but come on, people. Let's be real. Like, you don't need to bring them everywhere. It's killing me.
It's really a downer at certain points. When you see a little tiny Pomeranian in a front seat, or in a stroller, that's even worse. When you see a dog in a stroller, that's a whole other thing I want to talk about, dog moms, because I see these bumper stickers all the time with dog mom proudly displayed on the back.
Yeah, that's just for women who just have a bumper sticker also that says, my ovaries don't work.
Yeah, yeah. Or I wasted my life.
My ovaries look like unfrosted Pop-Tarts. That's what the doctor told me.
Yeah, yeah.
Nobody wants them.
Yeah, I mean, you know,
useless.
I guess you can't really, you know, make fun of those women who... you know, can't have kids, so their dog...
Why not? Ha ha, lady. You can't bear children.
Well, you can adopt. There's other options to do.
Adopt, don't shop.
Yeah, for real. There's a lot of kids out there. Dogs, who cares about dogs? Nobody really cares about dogs. I like dogs, but...
Yeah,
you know,
if you adopt and you get to pick, who knows? You could have a retarded kid.
Yeah, you could.
It the natural way.
That's true. You never know.
The only way you're going to get a retarded kid if... Not there. Okay, you know what?
mentally challenged kids need homes too.
Yeah,
God bless
you.
You
know, like
and they're just like a dog, pretty much. Even better, they're cooler. You know.
Yeah, both of them will poop on a bar floor, though. I've seen that.
Yes,
happen. Yeah.
That's a risk you have to take. But anyways, canineholistics.com. Thank you, Christine, for sponsoring this podcast.
Oh boy,
make sure
I'm
you go
toast.
Visit her. This show is completely listener supported, or not listener, sponsor supported, Zach. So these people that
yeah. So where's my paycheck, brother?
You're getting pizza, you got beer in front of you.
I'm getting paid in DiGiorno and Bud Heavy.
It's not even DiGiorno, it's Aldi's best microwavable pizza.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And I'm going to a bar after this. I'm about to poop on the floor.
Oh, boy. Canineholistics.com.
I got to stop talking in that voice. I'm like really just letting it.
This whole thing, now I don't know if, I'm sure most people have no idea what that voice is, but it's become a running gag between us.
I started it. And then I started doing it to you, and you hated it at first.
I hated it at first.
And then you just ran with it with me.
Yep.
And we've been growing it ever since. I started it at work. I don't know what it is, but it's this voice. And you just either end it with brother, or you let him know, that's what daddy likes.
And
yeah.
It is putrid, by the way.
It is
awful. It is one of the worst things I've ever heard.
We
it's
started
creepy.
Making videos here for
it's
it.
It's gross. Yeah, now we're making videos for it. They're on your Instagram at Smack Townsend if you want to check
Will's
out.
Or on Will's Facebook. They're
or yes,
on there.
They're tagged me on there. I guess I should put them maybe on the HMB radio page too. Maybe.
Might be funny.
On Facebook. Yeah, maybe.
Until you start losing. I'm not even joking. I started posting these videos on my Instagram. And all I say is, that's what daddy likes. But I do it in such a way, and my face is just so unremarkably heinous.
Yeah, it's
just
remarkably creepy how it sounds.
Yeah.
Like, and you know,
it is unfathomably unattractive.
Really, truly, yeah. It's not good at all, but it is funny. I'll give it that. I think it's just the voice.
Every dude I do this, like, around, or they think it's hilarious.
Yeah.
But every woman is
disgusted
by fact that I'm still breathing.
Yeah, I was talking about that because I actually got, not in trouble, but I got a dirty look because I do it all the time now when I'm by myself.
Unconsciously.
And it's just a force of habit at this point. And I'm walking outside in the morning, heading to work, right on, there's a busy coffee shop that's right across the street from where I live. And as I'm walking outside going, ooh, that's what daddy likes. And just thinking about, you know, just whatever. I don't even remember what I was probably looking
oh,
at.
Oh, yeah. Brother, that's what I'm talking about, sister. Shake that thing.
There was probably a, I would say, mid-50s-year-old woman across the street going to the coffee shop, and she turned around full tilt.
Oh, boy.
After, and I wasn't saying it to her, obviously, but I guess she assumed that maybe I was, or just in general, because it's so off-putting.
Yeah, no, it's severely just disgusting.
So I really need to
I'm going
to
get knocked out one of these days, because I'm doing it way too much, and not everybody thinks it's funny, and not everybody gets it right away. Like you should see the people I do it to for the first time, the look on their face. Like they just found out I killed their family. Like, what did you just say?
Yeah, it is really shocking.
I said I killed your family. Because murder, that's what daddy likes.
Yeah, it's funny too, because you brought up a good point about, you know, women hate it, but then like some of my friends have warmed up to it over a period of time. And yeah. I think it's because
it's
you
had
a good point.
It's the married ones or the ones who have boyfriends. The ones who have already marked me and Will as off this possible sex list.
Yeah, I think
once a woman has like just relinquished you from even just relinquished the thought of you having sex of them having sex with you, then it's funny.
Right. I think that's true, because I went through the Rolodex of girls who now find it funny, and they're all people that are shacked up.
Exactly.
With somebody. That are definitely off the list.
Daddy knows his stuff, Willie boy.
So it is truly off-putting. But
why don't you come bounce on my knee, Will? Papa will tell you a story.
If you want to check out these heinous videos, you can go to Zach's Instagram account at Smack Townsend, and let him know what he thinks or what you think in the comment
section.
Maybe
we should start an Instagram for it entirely.
That's what Daddy likes, Instagram.
Yeah.
Daddy likes Instagram.
Daddy likes.
I wanted you to start the Instagram about your Tinder and Bumble matches.
I deleted my Bumble, but I think I'm going to bring it back.
We talked about it last time you were here. These women that message you, and most of them are beautiful girls, too.
Really pretty, yeah.
And
I look good on paper. Like, I look, like, real, like, I get a lot of hot Matt, like, way out of my league.
Yeah.
I remember one time I met with a girl off of Tinder or Bumble, I forgot which one it was, and it was going. I just got way too drunk at this thing. I think this girl said this out of spite because she didn't really like me. And I really wasn't respecting her by getting as drunk as I did. But she said, I'll never forget this. She goes, "Whatever, you look better in your pictures, anyways."
Yeah.
Ugh. Well, that's not what Daddy wants to hear. I tell you that much.
I mean, that's true with anybody, I think. No matter, I mean, girls mostly do, too.
Uh-uh.
It's very rare that...
I definitely look better in person than I do in my pictures. I'm very unphotogenic. No, I'm very unphotogenic.
Yeah, but you have some good photos of you. Like, you can tell how tall you are in a lot of your photos. Because how tall are you?
6'6".
Whoa. You see,
brother.
That's tall. If you were 5'8".
If I was 5'8", I probably would have had, like, if I was 5'8" and still the person I am today, I probably would have had sex twice, and one of them would have been by accident.
Yeah, it wouldn't be pretty, like.
But I'm not, and guess who's swimming in it? Over here, brother.
Yeah, you certainly are. I'm very jealous out of the, in fact, I think you've hooked up with chicks to spite me.
Yeah, well, at least one that I know that I did to spite you.
There was a lady that we both know, or, well, I guess I knew her because I'd known her from some, just from being in town, I guess. And you were kind of new here, and we ended up both matching with her on Tinder, I believe is correct. And so we had a battle of who was gonna get her. And Zachy Boy ended up...
And that woman is now my wife.
She's probably going to be at a certain point because she's still, I'm pretty sure she's in a certain amount of love with you at this point.
One would say.
Yeah, one could say.
I don't believe in love, though.
You don't?
No.
Why not?
I've been in and out of love. Will, let me tell you something, man. No. I'll tell you what, brother. I don't know. I don't think it exists. I don't think monogamy. This day and age... When your wife has, like, Tinder, or not even Tinder, when your wife has Twitter. Dude, I've been in relationships where the girl has been, like, we've gotten in a fight because she still has a Tinder.
Yeah.
And she's like, what? She's like, what? I'm being faithful to you. I just like the attention. I like, it's a confidence booster knowing some guys think I'm attractive. What?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously.
If it was the other way around and she found out I was on Tinder, which I very well might have been.
Oh, boy.
But yeah. No, I'm just saying, like, it's, I don't know, with all these social medias and every one of them, can we just get a social media that everybody uses that doesn't have a feature where you can discreetly message the person? How about that?
Well, you gotta do the shared accounts thing, where it's like Jimmy and
absolutely
Stevie's.
Not, because then you get into a fight. Oh, well, what about my privacy?
Well, no, did you ever see the couple? I don't see it as
joining,
much anymore.
If we're having a bank account joined together, I don't think you have that much privacy. You know what I mean?
Whenever I see a dude that has a Facebook profile that's it's her Facebook account, right? When it's shared with the wife, it's
I
her
don't know.
Account.
Some dudes
it's
are way worse than women, honestly. I really don't like... My social medias are all such a joke. Like, my Instagram, I'm doing, like, these, like, mirror selfies just to, like, as it... Like, I literally... If a girl saw my Instagram... I'm not ever, she's never going to see me naked, 100%. She just doesn't, not going to want to.
It is, it angers me. And I know what you're doing, and it still makes me mad a lot of the times.
I think it's funny.
I mean, it is, but it's also like, it's just infuriating. I want to chuck my phone at
your face. I'm just making,
it's
literally my social medias are just, it's like challenging myself to get laid in impossible situations. Like, because every time now, like being on social media or you meet a girl, that's how, you know, almost before you get her number now, you get her Facebook. That's almost how it works sometimes. Are you on Facebook? I literally met a girl at the Benz a couple weeks ago or something, like a month ago, or I don't know, it was a while ago. But I remember, like, she was like, ask me for my Facebook instead of my number. And I was like, okay.
Weird. I would not want to be friends with a person on Facebook I didn't know. I go
I'm
with
friends with a ton of them. Sometimes when I'm lonely, I'll go through the people you may know and just start adding the hot chicks. We have like one mutual friend who I don't even know.
Yeah, I go with the Snapchat. I don't even want to give girls my number anymore unless like we've been talking for a while. Snapchat's one of those things you can easily get out. I mean, I guess you can block a number or two if you need to.
I'm definitely my number's definitely been blocked a handful of times.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I always just give up. I'm just like,
oh,
I'm
no,
very...
I'm just saying by girls who just hate my guts and don't want to hear from me. I'm very much like, at this point, I don't really care.
Oh, I don't give them the satisfaction of that. Like, I always cash out first. I'm always like, done with you. Forget you. Done.
I'll usually just like break my phone.
You break it or other people break it?
At this point, I don't care. I don't have a case. I got to get a case before Irma hits.
Yeah,
I got to get an OtterBox for my house. Before Irma hits.
Yeah, yeah. It's this storm is scary, man. It feels different. I know you haven't been down here. You're from Connecticut.
No, yeah. I don't think I've been down here for a hurricane. I definitely haven't been in St. Pete for hurricane season. And, dude, every gas station I've driven by today has been packed.
Yeah.
The last gas station I went to get that sweet Mountain Dew over there had no gas. They ran. I was talking to the guy. I was like, out of gas, huh? And he's like, dude.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, the truck's supposed to be here in 30 minutes, but that was an hour ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know what the heck we're going to get more gas.
I went up to CVS to get these beers and, not the pizza, but I was going to say the pizza, but that's not true. The beers. And they didn't have any water or anything. They were waiting for a shipment. Nobody's got water.
Yeah, nobody's got
Everybody
water.
Everybody panicked, which is good because it does feel different this time because the last storm that was going to roll through was Charlie. That was had eyes for Tampa Bay.
You know what? At a point, I was talking to one of my roommates about this today. And I was like, I don't think it's... I'm not really that worried, honestly. Because I've lived through a lot of snowstorms in Connecticut and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've noticed one thing. When they're giving us way too much of a warning in advance for it to be that bad. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you remember, but Katrina was a Category 3 when it hit.
No, that's
yes, it was.
True. I think
yes,
it was.
Was
stronger than that, wasn't it?
Nope, it was a Category 3 when it hit.
Really?
And Katrina also killed like 1,700 people. Something crazy like that. I was looking up the stats today. We're getting way too much of a note. At this point, I think it's just to sell gas. Honestly, I think it's just to sell gas, to sell water, to sell goods. Gas stations are making their quotas right now. And the storm's not supposed to hit till Sunday. People are getting gas.
Well,
what, are you not going to drive until Sunday?
Well, that's a good point because I got it today, which is Tuesday.
You're an
when
idiot.
We're recording
You're
this.
A grade A moron.
But I figured everybody's going to be getting it, and I was right. Everybody got it today, and now places are out of gas. But you're right. There'll be a new truck in tomorrow, and they'll refill. And
yeah.
I'll probably have 3/4 of a tank, though, by the time it hits. That should be good enough. I mean, like, look, if it goes down, like, if they're like, this is a Category 4 rolling in, I'm going to leave here. I'm going to take the two good microphones out of here, and everything else can eat it. because I don't care. I don't really have anything.
I heard somebody say today, too, for those of you who are wondering what to do, somebody said put stuff in your dishwasher.
Dishwasher?
Yeah.
I wonder what the logic behind that is.
You can't get it. Nothing gets in.
I have an interior closet I'm going to put stuff in. I'm taking my computer, my two good microphones, the ones we're talking on right now, and my gun, and I'm out of here. I'm going Mad Max style in the back of the pickup truck.
Well, hopefully you're taking that gun so you can put it in your mouth and
I might.
Pull the trigger.
I might. We'll see how bad it gets.
Because I've had enough of you, Will.
I haven't had internet in 3 days. I'm out of here. Kablooey. It could happen.
My dad won't give me the Wi-Fi code. Hey, Pops. Change your mind yet?
Nope. Kablooey. Yeah. This thing is scary, though. But I will say... I'm proud that people were actually prepared for this because usually in Florida, people do not prepare. They always just kind of, even John did a video about it, his hurricane video where he was out in the streets
with Jorge.
Yeah. Make sure you talk into the mic if you're
sorry, buddy.
That's all right. Yeah, Floridians don't really take it seriously ever. They're just like, it'll be fine. But this one is the strongest hurricane to ever, I guess, form in the Atlantic. And it's barreling down.
It's something to do with how warm the water is in the Gulf. About
it's global warming, man. It's global warming.
Trump did this, man.
Yeah, I saw a Sarah Silverman tweet that hopefully the Harvey storm convinced Trump basically that global warming is real. What do you think about global warming? What's your thoughts on
that? I don't know enough about science to... Dude, this is how little...
Well, neither does anybody else that talks about
global warming. This is how little I know about science, just before anybody takes my opinion too seriously. Not too long ago, one of my roommates said, hey, is that semen on your sweatpants? And my response was, no, it's cum. That's how little I know about science.
Sweet Jesus, man. Well, I mean, what do you think, though? I mean, you know the consensus. Either it's people are saying that it's man-made and it's a really big issue and that we're going to be underwater soon, or there's people saying...
I think we're definitely... I don't know. All the stuff we have going on, all the stuff we put into the air, it's definitely not helping.
Sure.
I don't know if it's hurting, but it's definitely not helping
us.
Oh,
I'm sure it's hurting.
If it can create... You know, like if it keeps happening, Sharknado is going to be starting to be based on a true story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to happen. But.
Well, look, I mean, my thing is that I don't necessarily disagree with the planet. The climate's changing. I think it would be arrogant to think that it wouldn't change with, you know, just stuff we're putting in the atmosphere. But I don't know what the government can do about it.
All right. I have a serious question for you. This got brought up at work. We were talking about crazy storm movies at work today.
Yeah.
One of the craziest storm movies of all time, Twister. Remember that movie?
Vaguely, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. So this is the question I propose to you, seeing we're talking about global warming. Who would you rather bang, Helen Hunt or Jodie Foster in their prime?
Oh, Helen Hunt.
Helen Hunt, 100%.
Yeah,
right?
bar none, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was an easy one.
All right, good.
Yeah, but anyways, with the global warming stuff, I don't necessarily disagree that the climate's changing, but I don't know what government can do about it. Because look,
there's conspiracy theories that there's like the government has like a weather machine.
Yeah,
you ever hear those?
I've heard that from.
Yeah, they can control.
You ever watch Jesse
Neville?
Kirsten?
Is that what you?
No, not
Jesse Neville doing it. Neville, change your shirt, buddy. If you thought your shirt was wet. Hey, Neville, listen, if you thought your shirt was wet when me and Will saw you protest about reparation on those stone stairs, brother, it's going to be dripping when Irma comes knocking for her reparations, buddy.
But, yes, but government, so here's the thing. These people that are constantly bitch about global warming, what you need to do if you really want to make an impact is stop driving a car. Stop using your air conditioner. Stop eating meat because cows are farting and it's going up into the atmosphere and that's causing a big problem.
Basically, watch Little House on the Prairie and that's
live
exactly
like that.
What you have to
yes,
do.
Yes, live like that. And
Laura Ingalls.
I'm not going to do that. I'm sorry. But there are pros and cons and consequences you have to pay
Listen,
for civilization.
All of us are just a bunch of uneducated perverts. The people who know what we have to do are the people who are the ones who seem crazy, the crazy idea. Like someone saying, listen, you have to live like people on Little House on the Prairie. They're like, what do you know, you psycho? That's literally what we would probably have to do. That's why that guy's...
They believe that government can, like, pass a law to stop global warming. I feel like that's what they believe. They're waiting for the government to do something about it.
I think they think government's the one who has to do something about big business, and I don't think
with anything. Well, it's like
big business owns the government.
Yeah. I mean, to a certain extent, for sure, that's true. Yeah, but well, they it seems like they want the government to regulate anything. Like even people who talk about, you know, Bernie Sanders people who were talking about you know, rich people have too much money, and you had all these celebrities preaching this too, that the 1%'s the real issue. Nothing's stopping you from giving away your money. If you want to be taxed 90% or whatever, give away your money. Give it away to charity. Write a check to the federal government. I'm sure they'll be happy to take it from you.
Oh, yeah, I'm
sure. Well, why don't you do it? But they wait. They have to have government to regulate it before they'll actually do it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're not doing it. They'll just bitch about it.
I don't know, dude. I'm so sick. Because I watch so many comedians, local and famous, you know, guy like... Between the two, if I have to hear another Trump joke, guys, back to jokes about the little wiener in your pants, you know what I mean? Stuff like that. Farts are always funny. Stop being political, dude. If I have to read one more Trump joke, Daddy's gonna go postal. It's like Carl Malone, the mailman.
It is really comics are unfun now.
Comics just aren't funny now.
They're, well, not only not
I watched
funny.
Mark Maron's new special today.
Oh my God, I can only imagine. I like Mark Maron.
I do too. And you know, some of it was funny, but he starts off with Trump for like 20 minutes.
David Cross did the same thing with his stuff. I love David Cross.
It's I don't like David Cross. I like him. I like him as an actor. I don't like him as a stand-up comedian.
His, I think he did the bigger Blacker special.
Yeah,
that was great. Hilarious. But, yeah, it's just a shame that, you know, Richard Lewis even, too. I follow him on Twitter, and he followed me back, and I was super excited. And I actually had a brief conversation with him because I tried to get him on this podcast. And he actually replied back to me and said, I can't right now.
He said,
but
screw off. I was really excited.
I mean, in a nice way, yeah. He said, I can't right now, but, you know, maybe some other time. And I said, all right, cool. He doesn't do anything but Trump stuff about how Trump is going to be impeached and... You know, it's only a matter of time at this point. It's really depressing because these people are supposed to bring joy. You know, not puppet and parrot whatever they hear on
the
news.
Nobody wants to hear what the guy who got famous telling dick jokes, his political stance are. I don't. Yeah. That's what I'm trying to do
for
a job, and I know that. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to hear my politics, like I said.
It's fine. Look. Politics is downstream from culture, I think, is a famous quote. So you want to hear what comics have to say about politics. In moderation. Absolutely. It is a big topic. It is something that I think is laughable.
Don't tweet 20 Trump strokes. 20 Trump, Jesus.
Did you just have a stroke, dude?
20 Trump jokes or something. Daddy likes... Daddy's talking about like a baby, though.
People are going to tune out of this podcast.
20 Trump jokes.
Quick.
No, nobody wants to hear... Read 20.
Just
20
do 10
Trump,
Trump jokes. There you go. 10 Trump jokes in a row.
10 Trump jokes.
And that's, you know, it's not only the local people here. It's big names doing it, too. It's just, when did you get so unfun? I've never seen, people hated Bush. I remember, you know, comedians hating Bush. But there was also a break from it, too, every now and again, where people would put out a special or something. I mean, Louis C.K.'s specials and, you know, those were during the Trump years. Like the
so funny. People are like, George Bush hates black people.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Donald Trump hates people.
Yeah, pretty much. So,
he just hates, he's hates just a rich, everybody. He's a rich guy. You put a rich guy in office. I don't care how wealthy you are. Like, I was raised fairly lower class, but, like, you know, I had rich friends because I was good at basketball.
In Connecticut.
Funny guy. I could just tell your rich friend's dad hated you. I'll tell you right now, I don't care who you are. I guarantee you have friends who you grew up with who are rich. Their dad probably hated you.
I don't think so. I had a few that...
Some of them are cool guys. Some rich guys are cool guys, but...
I don't think I really had any friends growing up that were rich. Maybe like middle class, but not rich.
Oh, well,
like, what do you think is rich? Like million? I mean, how much do you think is rich?
Like six figures.
Six figures, so that's hundreds of thousands. That's middle class.
for you, maybe.
I don't know. Rich, I grew up in Section 8 housing and stuff. Like, rich to me is like, wait, you guys don't pay somebody a month to live here? Like, that's, you know what I mean? That's like rich to me.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, I think briefly, I got into the middle class.
Wait, you guys, what are these? Why are these plates? Why aren't these plates paper? Why?
Are you not eating off a newspaper?
You,
what's going on?
You guys, what, you don't know what pizza rolls are? What?
No, but yeah, I think I got into the middle class, or I should say my stepdad and mom did. My stepdad had a job with a TV station.
Ooh, stepdaddy likes.
He made, he was a executive at one of the networks around here for briefly for a year or two. And I remember one Christmas being so friggin' awesome, dude. Like, I always pretty much was spoiled no matter what. I had a grandmother who loved me very much and would buy me whatever I wanted pretty much. But she wasn't rich at all. I mean, she was poor too. But
she just ate cat food the month of December. So
pretty much to buy me a jersey.
Happy little spoiled nerd.
Yep. And, but it was so freaking awesome. I remember coming out, I was probably like 12, and the whole living room was full of gifts. Like, they got me all that
an only
and
child?
Then some. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I am too. And, like, my grandma was like, had it pretty go, like, she had a really good job. You know, when, and my cousin, she only had two grandkids, me and my cousin, with each one of her daughters had one kid, and we're both the only child. So we got, every Christmas growing up was like, boom shakalaka.
Yeah, yeah, it was pretty cool. I mean, I always had it. I always got pretty much spoiled, like I said. But even when we were, I guess, poor. But that one Christmas was so freaking radical that I still remember. I got like a TV. But it was like a portable TV with an antenna on it. And I remember being
whoa,
like,
whoa, you don't say.
Like, I know that doesn't probably, you're a little bit younger than me, but that was the
a
coolest
little bit.
Thing.
I'm like 7 years younger than you, dude.
How old are you?
Just turned 26.
I guess I'm 33. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Dirt. Why do I hang out?
I don't know.
With you?
I shouldn't be hanging out with you.
Yeah, this is like,
it's weird.
You know what? All right, guys, I'm going to go.
Peace out, Will. But, yeah, you always had cable and stuff, so you have no idea. But I got this TV with an antenna on it, and I just thought it was the coolest thing in the world. That's the coolest gift I ever got in my life, I think.
You're going to wish you had that portable TV once Irma hits. That's the one thing that I'm, like, really freaking out that I'm – I don't know what this says about me, but, like, I'm going to lose power. I probably think I'm going to ride the storm out because I don't really have a lot of places to go.
Yeah.
I had a friend in North Carolina hit me up today. He was, like, my best friend. He was like, hey, you want to come drive up here? And I'm like, dude, I'm broke. Like, yeah. I'm going to have, like, I'm paying a bill tomorrow after I get this paycheck. And daddy's not going to have a whole lot of cash flow.
So what's your plan for the storm then? What are you going to do?
I don't know, dude. Probably tell Mother Nature to kiss my hairy crack. I ain't going nowhere, lady.
So did you go and get
basically
canned food
my,
and
you know what my plan is turn on the news around Sunday night at 9 p.m. and you're gonna see helicopter footage of me spray painting help on top of my roof. That's probably
help
I'm gonna write
daddy.
Help, comma brother.
Yeah, I mean, fill up your bathtub, clean it out, fill up your bathtub with water so you can at least flush the toilet and stuff. You got to get some water.
Oh, I was like, why? What am I? I'm not gonna take a bath. I'm 6'6". I can't even fit in a bathtub.
Well, you can. I mean, you can. You do the whore's bath where you just kind of wash your armpits and balls and stuff like that. It's good for that in the sink.
What'd you call me?
And then flush your toilet. That's a big thing is flushing the toilet.
I'll poop outside. I've pooped outside before. I don't really care, dude.
Yeah. But, okay, then don't. I mean, these are just suggestions.
Yeah.
You know, canned food.
I've been blowing my nose all week with paper towels. Do you think I'm a man who cares?
Oh, I do that all the time. I don't use tissue. I think tissues...
I don't know. I think there's something to be said for how psycho we are for using paper towels. Because, like, even, like, I'm like, oh, my God, my nose just feels like... Oh,
like well, you got a big old schnozzeroo on there.
Oh, yeah. My nose is so big, I can smell what's cooking for dinner tomorrow.
Your nose doesn't fit in a Kleenex. You have to have a paper towel.
I do have quite the schnoz, but that's besides the point.
What's your background? What's your ethnic background?
My background on my phone? Michael Jordan. Oh, my ethnic background?
Yeah. What's your makeup? You look like Eastern African American or something.
And Chinese.
Townsend. That's a kind of a.
You know what's funny is
slave owner's name.
Yeah. Well, that's weird that you say that because every Townsend I've ever met in my life, besides one, has been black.
Mm. Interesting.
There was two kids, brothers, growing up, and when I played rec basketball, we always got put on. Us three always got put on the same team.
Yeah.
Because one of their names was K-Ron, the other name was or Calvin, and the other one's name was Kayvon. They're two brothers.
Calvin and Kayvon.
Yeah. And then me, and we were always put on the same team because they always thought us three were brothers. And they'd be like, okay, Calvin, K-Ron, and whoa, okay. Different dads, stepdads, or...
Yeah. So you don't know what your background is, though? What's your...
I know I'm Irish. I'm pretty sure I got some Italian. I think my dad...
Ugh.
Irish, Italian. That's where my nose comes from. I got a... Somebody saw me one time. They're like, you got a Sicilian nose.
You have a Jewish nose.
I wish. You know how much further I'd be in this business if I was if I had some Jewish blood?
I hate to tell you. That's a myth. I
heard a Nick DiPaolo joke today. He said, you don't think this is Nick DiPaolo. This is me quoting him, okay? So nobody freak out. Nick DiPaolo said...
Don't use the F word.
Something along the lines of... People say the Jews don't control Hollywood. You ever see the credits for a movie? It looks like Schindler's List.
That's pretty good. Yeah. You ever thought about doing one of those DNA, like 23andMe's?
Yeah, the Ancestry.com thing where you swab your cheek and send it away.
Right.
I don't know.
I don't know if
I'm that interested, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's not really going to change anything.
I have no ethnic. Like, we don't do, like, my grandma makes good food, but, like, it's never just Italian. You know what I mean? Like, she's a good cook, but, some people, like, Spanish people are so prideful of their... I get the pride.
Of everything?
Yeah, of pride.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm not really interested in that. We're going to die, dude. Irma's going to kill us all.
I mean, I certainly hope not. This very well could be the last podcast here, though. I have to go get sandbags. Like, I'm going to go get sandbags for the front door because I'm afraid that water is going to get in here. Because even when it rains heavy for an hour, like, water starts to creep up. And I'm like, holy moly. Because I'm on the first floor.
I know.
And it's only about 5 inches.
I'm pretty jealous of anybody who has a second floor place right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be where it's at. So I have to go get sandbags. Not only that, I got to take care of my buddy's house now as well because he's in Poland. And he's got, I went over to his house today to feed his dogs. And he's got, I mean, so many projectiles out in his yard right now. Plants and furniture. And, you know, I'm just like, I'm going to have to take care of this dude's house for him.
Let's just go hold down at his house.
We theoretically could at this point.
Does he have a generator?
No.
Huh.
Yeah. I'm going over to my, you can come over to my dad's probably if you want. He likes you. He's heard you on a podcast. He likes you. So you'd probably do that if you wanted to. Did you just try to fart in the microphone?
I tried, but I don't think it went through.
What does it matter with you?
I don't know.
You're a sick deviant. You know that? You really are a menace. I hope you get stranded.
I farted
on that
into
roof.
This microphone with the sole
for the past
hope
40 minutes.
With
yeah,
the
I
sole
know.
Hope that Jesse Neville's the next person to talk into it and be trying to speak why people should get reparations and be like, why does it smell like poop in here? Where's this guy's
it's all
bathroom?
Coming out of your mouth,
like
brother.
Yeah, brother Jesse Neville.
I've never
change your shirt, you sweaty pig.
He was. I put the cover photo up that one time of that podcast, and he was. I thought it was a camo shirt, but it was just him sweating
like
profusely,
a
like a pig. Yeah, truly, it was terrible. Just wear a t-shirt, dude.
Wear Jesus. Black next time, Neville.
You idiot. God. I always like to fight with him on Twitter, and he never like messages me back. It's really annoying.
Your love handles are creeping out of your tank top right now.
I know, because I'm overweight. I've been running, though.
Well, how about, yeah, if you're overweight, buy a size medium tank top.
I didn't mean to. I bought this on Wish, that website Wish. I don't know if you're familiar with it, but it's pretty much everything's direct from China. So this is an extra large in China, which is a small in the States.
It definitely is a small. Holy hell.
Yeah, it's a little... I was ashamed because I went outside and forgot I was wearing it and like went into a store and like bought stuff and
oh my god
I was like oh boy I shouldn't have wore this
yeah
It's a little much. You're just jealous. That's all.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Try to put a wife beater on a moon bounce. That's what you look like right now.
Well, when you're right, I guess.
Can't sue me for slander, that's for sure.
No, I mean, I'm whatever. Very...
Wear it while you jog. You know, keep it.
I did today.
Keep it and work out in it. I went for a jog today. It'll be inspiration.
Yeah. Yep.
You truly are, honestly, just a horrific specimen of a man.
I know. I'm working on it, though. You know, getting
better.
Oh,
like, make it. Like, oh, I'm working on it. Like, make me seem like the bad guy.
No, you are.
If you people could hear some of the voicemails I have from this psycho saying stuff to me. Just the meanest things. You guys would put him in jail.
Yeah, it's really a fun thing to do to... I think men are just mean in general. And I think...
But I think we are taking it to like a level where it's unhealthy. Where some people hear us sometimes and they're like, are they even friends?
Jesus, yeah. We are pretty vicious to each other. But it's always in good fun, you know?
Yeah, we always laugh it off.
Yeah. But it is painful sometimes. It does hurt.
Yeah, I do cry sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's just part of the game. You know, that's what guys do. Bust balls. I mean, I'm not going to do the thing where you actually, like, hit each other in the crotch anymore. So you do it verbally with words.
No, that hurts. That actually hurts.
I'm not doing that at 32 years old.
No.
I don't have the time for that anymore.
Yeah, with all the, you know, with all the stuff you got going on, buying sandbags. Let's see, what else do you got going on?
Dude, I really do have a lot going on.
Scratching my head.
I work four jobs. I do this podcast.
Yeah, you work four jobs and make $21,000 a
year.
Congratulations.
I know. Dude, again, this is not, you know, I realize that I chose this life, but holy moly, is it frustrating. It really is just, I mean, if something happens where I have a big expense, I'm not going to be able to pay you.
So. You know, that's one thing I thought too, you know, with people in Houston and stuff. It's like, what happens when somebody like who lives in Houston, maybe they live paycheck to paycheck. I do right now. I'm not in a position where I have a lot of savings. I'm pretty much every paycheck I get, a bill is getting taken out of. Somebody like me living in Houston, having the job I do, having the situation I do, what happens when their job is underwater and they can't work for 2 weeks? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Geico's not going to be like, oh, no, don't worry, dude. We understand. You know? Your car payment isn't going to be like, hey, you know what? Forget about it this month, buddy. This one's on the house.
Right.
No, what happens for that? Somebody told me FEMA. That's what FEMA's for.
You know, I wouldn't count on that. Frankly, I would say it's more private charities and, you know, your family.
GoFundMe.
Start a GoFundMe.
Jewish grandma, that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Who knows?
Yeah. You got to have some family up north or something that you can, you know, go
to. Oh, I got family up north, and trust me, they ain't sending me diddly squat, brother.
Yeah. I wouldn't count on the government for anything at this point.
Except lies.
You can get sandbags if you want this week. You know, Godspeed.
Why don't
you
just
Here's
use your
sandbags.
Boobs?
Jesus, so mean.
They're
not.
They're like.
They're not
he,
boobs.
Well,
they're
well,
pecs.
Yeah. Okay.
They're pecs, dude. They're just massive because I'm very powerful and strong.
Okay. Whatever. Yeah. When I walked in today, I literally had to sit down and like I had to tell him to move from his position because he had cleavage and it was like hot cleavage. that's how big Will's boobs are at this point. He was like huddled over his computer and I could have the perfect angle where I could see his sweet cleavage and it was like it
Dude,
was kind of
nice. Cleavage
knife.
Looks like your kinda. Chin, you weirdo. You are a creep. Do you ever think that maybe you're just like a sexual deviant and that you have a problem?
I definitely am, but is besides the point that when you said it looks like my chin, that bombed immensely. Michael Jordan's crying. There's actually tears running down his cheek right now.
That's a picture that I have in here. That's another thing I'm taking with me is my Jordan picture, and that's about it. I'm looking around. I really have nothing. I just bought this kitchen table, but it can go.
Yeah,
honestly.
And it sits too. And how is it eating dinner there alone? Just what are you practicing
awesome.
For the rest of your life?
I love it. Yeah, I
is that that's kinda, like every Tinder date.
I've kind of gotten to the point now where I'm okay with being alone. I see all the crap that goes on with people with their partners and their relationships. And I'm like, you know what?
Oh, like me?
Yeah, like you and other folks that I know that's going through a tough time. And I'm like, you know, maybe I'll just stay by myself.
It's definitely safer. Mind. It's cheaper. I'm always a lot more, I'm more rich in gumption and riches when I am single. But yep.
I think I prefer, which is kind of scaring me, I prefer like porn to chicks now too.
Oh, that's not, okay. Coming from a sick deviant like myself, I can even assure you that ain't healthy.
No, I know. It's not good. I definitely know
the
it's not good.
The pizza I just ate from Aldi's is better than, is healthier than that.
Yeah, no, it's not good. I know. I got to figure out what I'm going to do about that because I would rather just have the company.
Well, you're getting on that age where, like, my whole thing is, like, I want to have kids. I was talking to my friend about it today. He's like, when would you, you know, want to have a kid? And I was like, realistically, between the ages of 32 and 36, no later than 36.
Why? Dudes can do it until they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
I mean, you could be in your 40s and, you know.
I feel like I'm 26 you'll be in and I good feel like shape this is my 60. Midlife crisis because I know I'm not going to live that long. I know I'm not, there's no way I'm making it past, like, 60.
Why do you think that?
Topping out at 60. Just the way I've lived. I'm trying to switch things up, but I've been living
well,
pretty.
But, you know, I wanted to talk about this because last time I think you were on the podcast, you weren't drinking, and it was really bumming me out. Because
I'm not necessarily drinking now. I mean, I've gotten, there's been a couple nights.
Oh, we've. Went at it this past weekend with booze.
That one day. Yeah, that was bad. That was real bad. That was, yeah, that actually.
I went home, though. I don't think you went home.
I didn't go home. I went out, but it was, I didn't even have fun because I was so drunk by the time I got there that I was coming down. I was tired. And it was just like, I didn't even want to be there. I left within like an hour of being there.
Yeah, that's, I see at this age, I think I'm at the point where I'm like, I know when to stop. And it was time to stop.
I should have. I texted. I'm pretty sure I texted you the next day. I said you made the right choice, not coming out.
I know.
So I was trying hard to get you to come out,
but I didn't. I listened to myself.
That's how eventful me and Will's life is. That we were out getting wasted. We were at a party with a baby. You guys ever done that? That blew my mind. That's how I knew
baby,
I'm getting. That's how I know I'm getting older.
Yeah.
I was at a party with a real, like a grade A. Stone
psychopath
cold
baby.
Yeah, this baby's head was still like, he still like no muscles in his neck, so his head just all over the place.
Roll it around.
Literally just like a bobblehead doll in a car seat. That's all this thing was.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's wild. That's more and more common now. I get events or I get invites now. Wedding, baby shower all the time. It's crazy.
I'm trying to, dude, I wish I didn't like really befriend such deviants because I really want to go to more weddings and I'm pretty sure like a lot of my friends are just they're like me,
right?
But I do have some people I'm close with who might get married. You're definitely not getting married.
Certainly not looking good at this point.
Well, if you're yawning, I can only imagine what the viewers or the listeners are doing. So we might as well wrap this thing up.
I
and
am
get
a little bit
here.
more beers in me than you do. All right, everybody. Well, hey, good luck in the hurricane, Zach. Thanks for coming on.
No problem, brother.
I think Zach's going to come on more often now.
Let us know what you like. Let us know if you like me.
Check out Smack Townsend on Instagram and Twitter. Check out HMB Radio on Facebook and Radio St. Pete on Facebook.
Because that's what daddy likes.
You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @home_made_man. Catch me on the Johnny B Show Wednesdays, 10 to midnight on 102.5 The Bone. We'll see, though. I don't know. I think I'm going to get fired here any day now. We'll see.
How do you get fired from a job that you don't get paid for?
I get paid for it.
Ooh.
Yeah. See?
I had nothing else to say.
You think you know things, but you really
I do know
don't
one
know
thing,
anything.
And that's that you're a grade A moron, buddy.
So catch me on the Johnny B Show, 10 to midnight on Wednesdays. For the time being, I'm expecting every week to be my last week, but it's a lot of pressure, man. I have to come up with audio every week. I have nothing this week, and I got to figure out something to do.
If you have water, I'll trade you audio for water. I need to find some water at this point.
I wouldn't throw water on you if you're on fire at this point. Which
what
hopefully
the heck
you
does
will
that
be.
Mean, brother?
Hopefully you will be after the storm. Good luck, everybody, in the storm. Yeah, I don't know. Hopefully, I'll talk to you next week. If my domicile is not destroyed, I will do a podcast. If not, if you don't hear from me or hear a best of, or worst of, or a replay, then I'm probably dead. So maybe this could be the last time you and I have a conversation. Anywho,
stay safe.
If you're listening on Radio St. Pete, stay tuned for Frank Rivera's Jazz Show. Live
on
Radio
Sunday?
Sunday night.
Oh,
that's
no
right.
One's going to be listening to this. We're all going to be screaming.
Well, it's football Sunday, too, so you're probably right. But I don't know. People love the Jazz Show. So stay tuned for that. Indie Circuit after that. If you're listening on podcast, hey, thanks a lot. Tell your friends. Like the Facebook page. Keep up to date. Check out hmbradio.com. I got stickers. You can get a hold of the show, 813-693-2124. You can voice or text me. I know I said that very fast. Check out hmbradio.com on the contact page.
Let me know what you think in the comments section.
Ooh, that's what Daddy likes.
Zach, thanks a lot, man. Well, you'll probably be back in a few weeks, I'm sure.
Probably next week, too.
All right. Very good. Thanks, man. Bye, everybody. Bye. Stay safe. Good
Bye,
luck.
Guys.
I love you.